Player 2 has joined the game.
Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 342 of the Two-Player Co-op Podcast. As always, I'm one of your hosts here, Kevin, along with my brother from my mother, Sean.
How are we doing?
Fantastic. If this is the first time you're ever seeing, hearing, or listening to us, this is the Two-Player Co-op Podcast, where just about every week, two brothers get together to tell you everything you need to know about in the world of video games. If you like that, make sure to like the video, subscribe, share it with your friends, family, and everyone in betwixt. If you only listen to us on audio services, that's cool, too. Just give us a thumbs up, five-star review, or whatever your service allows. I feel like that's the first time I've gotten through that spiel in like a month, in like four or five episodes, because it seems like I'm always stopping to talk to you or you're laughing about something, and I just nailed it that time.
Spiel.
It's spelled spiel, right? Mm-hmm. But we say spiel, right?
I go back and forth.
GIF. Yeah. If you really like us, you can go to patreon.com/twoplayercoop, where we got a lot of different benefits, but our most popular tier is the $5 tier, which allows you to get the podcast live on YouTube one day early. You get a bonus episode every month, and you get to watch us record the podcast live on YouTube as we are doing right now. Some of our patrons deserve a shout out, just like our patron saint, John Tingley. Our affiliates, Derek Bamford, James Solar. Make sure you check out James Games and more on YouTube, as well as Sarah Solar and Mom. Also, our producers, Steve Appleton, Aunt Sue, Dustin Downs, and Chris Peralta. Also, make sure you check out PS Rewind on YouTube as well. If you like cool t-shirts and the like, you can go to teespring.com/stores/twoplayercoop. You look perplexed, vexed.
Shout out to Steve Appleton, because my mind
of the wonderful things he does.
We like Steve, and I was thinking, hey, I haven't seen Steve in a while. Steve usually shows up for our live not the podcast, you know, our actual live streams,
right?
And then I got to thinking that we haven't done I feel like, yeah, I guess 350 is coming, so we got to start thinking about what to do for that. If you have ideas, let us know. But I guess that'll probably be our next live stream in February ish
yep,
some time frame in there,
about 2 months from now, depending on how many weeks we take off before then.
Yeah,
if there's no news to talk about. If you could tell by the title of the video, we're doing all our predictions and everything for the Game Awards. But first, man, so Rockstar announced last week that the trailer for GTA 6 is coming out tomorrow, as we're recording this Tuesday. So hype, cool, I can't wait, blah blah blah. It's the most liked gaming related tweet of all time.
Zeet.
They just call them posts, is what they call them. Because I was finally like, I started noticing like a couple weeks ago, I was like, oh, it doesn't say such and such retweeted this. It says they reposted it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I hate everything about this.
They should have called it Y instead of Zeet, and then they could all be yeet yeet.
It's going to go away is what's going to happen. I don't know what my family is texting about. So today's Monday. I was like, tomorrow's the trailer. This is going to be awesome. Cool. And then this afternoon, I get a tweet from Wario. Hey, the actual because there's been all these fake GTA 6 trailers everywhere. The real one just leaked. Of course, I had to watch it with this guy's like, buy Bitcoin all over the front of it. I'm like, what the hell? And then the real trailer, obviously, I knew Rockstar was going to have to release it at that point. They released it.
What's funny is this kind of crap usually happens right after we podcast.
I know.
We now lucked out. Right, happened. Yeah, so we can talk about it hot off the press. Yeah.
What did you think? I thought it looks
yes,
incredible.
It looks beautiful. It looks like more GTA, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I think you can already tell they've gone crazy with Vice City as opposed to Vice City. Like, just the little bit you've seen, it looks like a full-on like living city.
That's
what I always said about Vice City. I'm like, Miami is cool and all, but like, you've got beach and like buildings. Like with Los Santos, you had, you know, the downtown, the mountains, yep, the, you know, the lake, the boonies, the, you know, all this stuff. I'm like, I don't know how that really works in Vice City. And we've only seen just a little bit of it, but my God, it looks like, I mean, it looks like real life. And I think you take it for granted, or I do anyway, because I saw, I don't remember who it was. I don't know if it was just some guy or like IGN or something, but somebody posted a tweet and was like, oh, check out the glow up, or I don't remember what they said, of like the boardwalk. And I don't think it's, I'm sure it's not a one-to-one.
From Vice City or from the
From lights? Vice City okay. to the trailer.
Yeah.
And you forget, like, I mean, that was basically GTA 3.
It was 2002.
And now we're on GTA 6. So, yeah, I mean, it's been 20 years. You would expect a lot to change. But it's like you forget how awesome Vice City was at the time. But mm-hmm. when you actually look at it, you're like, ugh. And, yeah, for the time, it looked great. But it looks beautiful. It looks fun. It looks like a real, you know, Vice City, the little I played of it, it was just like, you know, like a strip of land and a strip of land and a strip of land. And it's just like, I don't know. This just looks like it got the Los Santos treatment. I like they've got like the fan boats and stuff.
Yeah, you're out in the swamps and stuff. There's a friggin' alligator in a house at one point. It's not like, just the guy pulling it out of the pool, like yeah. Florida Man stuff.
I oh like what God. They're doing with like the social media stuff. I think that's a yeah. cool. I hope that's
they're gonna
like
lampoon the shit out of everything social media, and I cannot wait.
Yeah, so I can't wait. I'm not surprised, but I'm a little disappointed by 2025. But it is
so. Derek, did you see what Derek put in the Discord?
No,
that. They always put out a trailer 2 years before the game actually. The first time you see one of Rockstar's games, it's almost exactly 2 years before the game comes out.
Oh, God. And so if it gets delayed at all, it's 26.
I don't think it will, because you got to think they've been working on this forever, and they've got to build like a billion-dollar budget, if not more. I think it looks absolutely beautiful. We knew from the leaks that it was going to be a female controllable character for the first time, which is going to be really interesting to see what they do with that. When you think, because everything has been from the male point of view in GTA, everything, getting hooker, doing all this stuff. Like, it's going to be interesting. It seems like they're going with a Bonnie and Clyde thing. I'm going to guess that there's two playable characters, is what it seems like from the trailers.
I think so.
You're going to play as the dude, or you're going to play as the chick. You're going to probably be able to switch between them, I would guess. Maybe there's a third player. I don't know what they're going to end up doing. I got to think a lot of what we saw was in game, because it's not like when I say it looks,
it looks
awesome,
beautiful, but it doesn't look,
it doesn't
like
look like
cutscene
Last of Us
beautiful.
Part 2. Yeah. It's right. Not pre-rendered,
it just looks,
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I assume a lot of that is in game. I like that it is actually called GTA 6. Cause I was like, they're just going to do the Grand Theft Auto. And it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see. I wonder how much of this game, because I can't remember thinking back to GTA 5. Oh, and I love the logo. I love that it's the VI and like the, you know, the Vice, right? Yeah. It's like, I love GTA 5. Their logo with the V was with the V with the money and everything. I love the logo. It's going to be interesting to, because I was trying to think back to GTA 5. I remember watching the first trailer. It was like, oh my God, this is amazing. But I don't remember how much we got up until launch. And I don't remember Red Dead, I feel like we didn't see a whole lot before Red Dead 2. That I mean, like, I feel like we didn't see a whole lot before it came out. It is interesting that they actually called this trailer 1.
Yeah.
So I like that, but I don't know. I'm so excited. I hate that it's 2025.
Yeah. And it's, like we said, it's probably late 25. It's not January 25.
Yeah. The GTA 5, I'm pretty sure it was September of 13, I think. So by the time this comes out, it's going to have been 12 years.
Wow.
And three console generations, PS3, PS4, PS5, have native versions of GTA 5.
Wow.
And I'm so curious, because we're going to find out more GTA Online. And I wonder if they're going to start doing, Rockstar is really smart, so I'm guessing they're going to do something. I'm not saying they're going to let you fly to Vice City or something in GTA Online, But I got to think as we go through these 2 years and we get closer to it and stuff, they're going to be
doing... Do they just merge GTA Online?
Right.
Can you have Vice City Online and this becomes GTA 5 Online?
Right.
Because it's not GTA 5 Online.
Right. It's
GTA Online.
So, or can you go from one airport to another? Like,
can you keep all your...
All the stuff...
Under the table earned cash and experience.
And cars and stuff.
I think because of all that, I don't think they're doing that. Yeah. I think they know there's nothing they can do about it, but I think they know how many people game the system on GTA Online. I don't think they're going to let... I think they want a clean slate. Maybe you can bring over like a created character or something, but I don't think they're just going to let you keep your progress.
But you got to think how many people have spent... Like, people spend so much money on microtransactions, like on their phones and stuff. Just think of how many people have purchased shark cards and all this stuff.
Shark cards?
That's what they're called.
Shark cards?
Shark, not sharked. Shark cards, where you buy GTA Online money and stuff.
Yeah.
Also, there was a little press release that said it's coming 2025 on PS5 and Series. No mention of PC. You got to remember, GTA 5 didn't come to PC until about a year after. I assume that's going to be the same thing here. But the big thing is they say PS5 and Series, no PS4. Because a lot of people were wondering,
no, like, Switch.
Are you going to leave it behind? Yeah, who knows what Switch 2. I cannot imagine GTA 6 on a Switch 2. That game right there, there's no way that's running on a Switch 2.
No. Did the collection come out on Switch? I don't remember. Like the remaster?
That's a good question.
Because if so, that's probably already pushing it.
Well, did you see Arkham Trilogy?
No.
Yeah, exactly. Derek says in the chat, there was no original GTA on the PS4 at all, which is wild to think about. Wow. PS1 had GTA 1 and 2. PS2 had GTA 3, Vice City, and San Andreas. PS3 had GTA 4 and GTA 5. That's what's really crazy.
Yeah, that 5 ran on the 3.
Yeah, PS4 got nothing, and then the 5 is going to get 6. Because 7, 8, 9.
I just hope... As beautiful as it looks, I'm sure I'll come around. I mean, it's already like my most hyped game. And I'm really more just interested in GTA Online than GTA 6 per se. But like, I don't know why, but it, like this is Florida or wherever Vice City is. It's basically Florida.
Oh, they showed the keys too at one point, didn't they?
It's just like flat.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss like
the mountains.
The mountains and like the wilderness and you'll have like the swamps, like Everglades and stuff, which I mean, I'm sure there will be some interesting, you know, side quests and stuff out in that kind of area. But like, I don't know, I feel like I'm going to miss the mountains and that kind of environment.
Just think
5.
Of how many times when you and I were playing I kind of want to go back and play GTA Online now. Just the announcement of this, I'm like, let's just go have a session.
I'm down whenever.
Like how many times on GTA Online we'd be like, okay, let's just get a helicopter. We're going to go up to the very top of the mountain and we're going to jump off and we're going to do, or you know, like, yeah, I do wonder what liberties they'll take with the Miami area. Liberties, cities. What liberties they will take with it.
Liberty. Oh, look, a beep-boo.
It's just crazy. I'm so excited. I hate that it's 2025, but obviously...
But, like...
Take your time.
We were hearing about Tears of the Kingdom for, like, 3 or 4 years.
It was announced in 2019.
And we made it, and now the game has come and gone, and I don't want to say everybody's forgotten about it, but, like, it's going to fly by.
We're
going to
talk about that here in a little bit, yeah.
It's going to fly by. Right now, it's like 25. That's like, we're not even to 24 yet.
You'll be.
We got to get through all through 24, but probably most of 25.
But if you look at it like Seinfeld does, I mean, January 1st is right around the corner, and then, you know, it's just, you know, you got a couple months till then.
Weekends don't count.
Yeah.
Remove sleeping and showering, and it'll go by like that.
GTA 6, cannot wait. Georgia has some mountains. Yeah, because they got the old Smokies go over there.
Oh, yeah.
I would think it's the Smokies, right? Yeah, because they're eastern
Tennessee. But the Appalachians, too, I think.
Yeah.
Doesn't that trail start in Georgia?
Well, the devil went down.
It depends on how big... Like, Los Santos... You know, like downtown Los Santos is like a fraction of that map.
Yeah.
GTA 5. Like, if this table were that map, Los Santos is like your iPad kind of thing.
Yeah.
So they could do something where, like, they can take some liberties and have, like, I mean, it's not a real place. Like, Spider-Man, New York is New York. Right. You've got what you've got. They could just have, like, city, swamp, and then kind of, it doesn't need to be, like, mountains as I'm looking at Firewatch. Like, it doesn't need to be like that, but I'm sure as you get away from the water, it can get, you know, a little more.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure they'll do something. It'll be fun. I can't wait.
I can't wait. But we're going to be waiting for a while. Sean, before we get into the meat of the topic, nope, of the podcast, did you get the thing yet?
Thing.
Well, let's talk. Let's do this first.
You need to be a little more specific.
We both beat Super Mario RPG. I don't know that I have a lot more to add to it.
But time out. This game. Before, okay. Shout out to this guy, because this guy who never really got into turn-based RPGs, never really played one, a true turn-based RPG before Sea of Stars. You basically 100%ed this game. And I did not think you would. When I fought...
Well, I mean, except for getting all the items and stuff. But if there was a platinum trophy, I would have it right now. Because I would have gotten everything.
When I did the final optional boss...
I only died once to him.
I didn't die at all, but I got pretty far. And I'm like, if I die now, I'm going to have to put this away. Yeah. And I would probably try again. But I'm like, Kevin's not going to do this. And once you started making your way through some of the optional bosses, I'm like, okay, well, I'm glad he hasn't given up yet. And then you texted me, you beat him. I'm like, okay. So hats off to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, when I was fighting that guy, so my main three were Mario, Peach, usually Bowser, sometimes Mallow if I wanted to like double up on like healing and stuff. Right. But on that, it was mostly Mario, Bowser, Peach. And I got to where I destroyed the four things. Maybe light spoilers here, but I'm going to try to avoid any specific things. But you destroy the four things, and then he's kind of nerfed at that point.
Right.
But he kills you in one hit on every turn. But at least it's just one person. And he took out Peach. And I had used up all of my pick-me-ups.
See, like
so
I said,
I couldn't revive at that point. And I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, I should have just taken her out for that turn. Let him kill whoever he's going to kill, then bring her back in. And he took out Peach. And so I'm just like, I used a Toad with Mallow, the psychopath or whatever it's called, to like, so I can see how much health he has.
Right.
And so I'm like, okay, I think he had like 3,600 at that point. I'm like, so I'm just keeping a mental tally. And every time it's like, ooh, that was a good one. It was like 350. Okay, good. So now it's what, like 3,250. All right, Bowser's turn. Ooh, that was like 250. Okay, that's like 3,000. And I'm just like ticking it down. Meanwhile, he's like, you know, three.
Yeah.
Two. I'm like, if I lose one more, I'm screwed. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm doing the math in my head. I'm like, I think I'm going to get there. And then I got him. I'm like, oh, thank God. But
it was so much fun. And really the hardest boss, I mean, he was probably the hardest, even though I only died once. No, the hardest boss was the first optional one. And now I can't even think of which one it was.
Jamar Chase, 76-yard touchdown. I think you won.
Okay, then I won. Great. I'm still alive for the playoffs somehow. What was the first optional boss? It wasn't
the first one.
Bellu.
I did was Bellamy.
I didn't do that guy. It was the other one. The
one
that
bomb
I...
guy? Where you have to turn the bombs back?
No, but that
the shark.
I died a lot at that. The shark wasn't that bad.
Oh, Booster?
Booster, I hated that because, like I said, sometimes
I didn't have any problem with it. I looked at a guide for pretty much all of them. And with Booster, they're just like, as soon as he starts working, hit him.
Yeah.
Like, if he gets a turn in, you're screwed.
Right.
So, as soon as he starts doing that, hit him. I don't care what else is going on, hit him.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was Bellamy, or whatever his name is, the bomb guy, Jonathan, Booster.
Who's Jonathan?
The shark.
Oh, Johnny.
I thought it was Jonathan.
I don't know.
Was there one more? I don't remember. But yeah, so I did Bellamy first, whatever his name is, then the bomb guy, then Booster, I think, then the shark. The shark guy was kind of tough, but it's one of those battles where it's like, you know you're going to beat it. It's one-on-one, again, sorry, spoilers. And it's like, you just need to be able to block a few attacks and you're fine. I think I died to him 4 or 5 times. No, I bet I died 7 or 8 times, honestly.
To who now?
The shark.
Oh yeah.
As I was trying to learn, like, when do I
timing perfect.
Boom. Yeah. And wait for him to, like, hopefully do the right kinds of attacks that I can block more easily and stuff, but let me look it up.
I'm trying to find the secret bosses. Smithy, I can't.
I want to ask a question.
There was one that was annoying the crap out of me.
Slight spoilers, but again, this game is like 20 something years old. And I remember being confused about this in the past, but I didn't remember it until it happened.
No, I guess it was below
this time. I don't know if I'm just confused, and if I am, it's not the first time that it's happened. Or if the game... Nice. Or if the game just had like an oopsie and they screwed something up. I don't know. I thought throughout the game, Smithy is the giant sword in the castle.
That's what I thought. I thought,
and then you fight him, and his name is like, I can't remember,
Mr. Swordman, like it was,
something.
It was,
but there's never a point where they're like, wait, so Smithy is a guy in a factory? Smithy, like,
I could have sworn
nobody
that they
ever acknowledges
the sword
it.
Smithy.
I'm almost positive they do.
That's why I told you, I was like, oh, I'm ready to fight Smithy.
Yeah, and I was wondering when you said that, right. I'm like, what Smithy does he mean? But I feel like either they don't acknowledge that, and they should. They do acknowledge it, and I miss it.
Right.
Or somehow I'm just wrong, and no, they say Smithy, but if you think the sword is Smithy, that's your problem, because they never said it was. So I don't know where that is, but I remember when it happened again, I remember that I've been confused probably every time I've played through this game on the SNES version. But
yeah.
Okay, so it's not just me.
I definitely thought the sword was Smithy. Smithy. I can't even talk. Smithy. But yeah, I beat all the optional bosses. The thing that really helped me out was once you told me about the shell thing for Mario that does usually around 400 damage. Once I did all that, it was super easy. That made everything better. I think it was the Baloo guy that kept killing me. Oh, no, it was the bomb guy. I think it was the bomb. I could go back and look through the text. I think it was the bomb guy that was frustrating the heck out of me. I knew what I was supposed to do, but it's like, I just, sometimes they would jump down and all four are looking at me, and some only two, and I've got 2 rounds to turn them all back, and then they go kill him, and it was frustrating.
Yeah.
But I love the game. Sean, you beat a game too.
I did. I beat Last Faith. Like has happened to me in the past on many games, probably the most recent of which would be Sea of Stars. I beat the game only to find out that I missed something and I can't go back. Both of these, I would say, are not my fault. Now, if I had looked at a guide, I would have avoided this issue.
Smithy was always the guy in the factory. Right, but I think in the remake, what we were saying is it seems like in the remake they almost allude to the fact that Smithy actually the sword.
I understand the name, but are you telling me that nowhere during the game do they say, oh no, Smithy took over the castle? And maybe they meant the guy in the factory, and he took over the castle by shooting a giant sword.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like it seems very dishonest. I mean, I don't really care. But I feel like if they don't flat out say it, they heavily allude to the fact that Smithy is that giant sword in the castle.
Right.
But anyway, you beat a guy who's not quite the final boss. Once you beat him, a lot of stuff becomes...
Oh, we're talking about the Last Faith now.
Yeah, back to Last Faith.
I thought we were talking about the non-Smithy again.
A lot of stuff becomes unavailable.
Okay.
They don't do a...
It doesn't be like, hey...
Yeah, okay. You're about to change stuff. And no, it's just you beat it and then, oh, guess what? You can't do that stuff anymore. So I was kind of bummed about that. I think there's like 3, maybe 4 trophies that I'm missing, but a lot of them are like interconnected. Like, I can't finish this quest and there's a trophy for that. And by finishing that quest, you get this thing and there's a trophy for that. And once you have that thing, you can do this and there's a trophy for that.
Right.
I'm going to get it. And they basically have said there's going to be a new game plus added, but it's not there yet. But they met their Kickstarter goal or whatever that would say, hey, we're going to do new game plus. I hope it's sooner rather than later, because I don't want to just play through the game from scratch. I want to do new game plus where I can like one hit enemies and just fly through it.
Right.
So I do think I'll get the platinum. It's not going to be that much more work.
But will you have to beat it again or just get to that stuff?
I won't have to quite beat it, but I'll probably have to get a good chunk of the way through it. But I feel like I won't have to. I'll either just flat out use a guide, or if it happens sooner rather than later, I should remember where I need to go. I spent a lot of time in my original playthrough just wandering, not knowing where I was supposed to go. So as soon as they add New Game Plus, I'm going to dive in and get that platinum. But I like the game a lot. Again, highly recommend it. If you like Metroidvanias and or Soulsborne type games, Last Faith is very, very good.
Sweet. I did play... I should beat Death Stranding this week. Oh, I can't wait. Good man. I can't wait. I played another game that I told Sean not to look at my trophies.
You did?
I told you this at pizza night. I was like, it's a game that you would never, ever think I would play.
I don't even remember that.
So because I played Mario RPG and I have PS Plus Extra, I was on there looking. Long story short, I'm giving Dragon Quest XI a try.
I think when I played that game, I said this would be a good game for you. Like, it's turn-based, it's beautiful, it's fun, but at its core, it's relatively simple. So I'm curious to hear your thoughts. But yes, so, I never would have guessed that.
I think I've only played a couple hours. I'm to the point where, like, maybe I'm into the fourth chapter or something. It's after you get, like, arrested and thrown into a cell and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, this whole time, I'm like, that king guy doesn't, his character is like, he's like, oh, I'm so glad you came to see me today. We've been waiting for you. And it's like, I don't think you're a nice guy because your eyebrows are like this. And I like the battle system. The art style in this
is beautiful.
Because actually the person that told me to play it was my therapist, which is just hilarious. But he was like, you love Mario RPG. Because I was like, I want to play something, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, Dragon Quest XI. I was like, oh yeah. Oh, it's on PS Plus. Okay, cool. Boom.
You should have told him your brother got the platinum. That
I told him that. I said it took him like over 100 hours, but he did get the platinum. I did tell him that. I don't understand how people do these art styles. Cause I think this is by the guy that did, or does or whatever, Dragon Ball Z. It reminds me of the Dragon Ball FighterZ game.
Yeah.
That was like one of the most beautiful.
It's like 2D but 3D.
I don't understand
cell shading, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, like beautiful. I don't understand how they do it. This art style is beautiful. The combat doesn't seem too crazy yet.
I'm trying to remember. I don't remember much about it other than it being a pretty typical. Like, I don't remember there being anything that stands out being different about this game compared to other turn-based RPGs as far as the battle system. Is there anything that stands out to you about it? I don't remember anything that was
not different. Yet. I don't really like the camera, because you can either choose the classic camera or the free control. Either way,
it doesn't affect anything.
I know. I just want to see them, like, next to each other for some reason. But no, I haven't... It does seem like the turns are very random, who gets what turn when. But I felt that way in Mario RPG, too. It wasn't always just boom, 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 boom. You know? That was one of the things I liked about, and I never went back to it, but Chained Echoes. What I liked about that one is it had up in the top right, it showed you the order of your guys and their guys.
Who's That's how next. Final Fantasy X is.
Oh, okay.
And depending on, like, if you just do an attack, you might be like, ooh, Tidus goes, and then... The like four turns and then Tidus is up again. But if I do a technique or like a special move, it's like six turns before Tidus goes. Or if I do a quick hit thing, it's only two turns before he goes again. So you can see how it like affects the orders of stuff before you do it. So I do like that.
I like how you can do a thing. Could you do this in Sea of Stars? I can't remember now. Like if there's an enemy. Like, before you go to battle an enemy, if you see them out in the world, you can walk up to them and you can hit X to, like, start out with, like, just a two-point attack or whatever it is. I like that. I really think I like this game. Again, this goes back to my whole, like, what have I been missing? I don't know why they never clicked before. I don't know. It's And I can't believe that it was Sea of Stars. I mean, that's like, I use the thing where you heal after every battle and all that stuff, but it's not like that was like a super basic RPG.
When you get like 20 minutes, you should get your Switch out, play through Octopath demo again.
Oh, that's true.
Because that wiped the floor with you before.
Like,
I don't know what I'm doing. You should go back and play that and be like, oh my God, I get it now. This is fantastic.
Yeah, I might. I also, as I'm talking through this, though, I'm like, I have never played Final Fantasy VII.
That too.
And Rebirth is coming out in February, and this would be the, now that I actually understand these games, I don't have to just turn limit breaks on, you know, all the time. I can actually play it.
I mean, it's one of the best ones.
So I may have to go and do that instead of Dragon Quest XI, but I really like it so far. I can't say much because I'm not very far into it, and now I don't know if I'm going to stick with it because I just realized the game I probably should be playing while I've got nothing else to play for the rest of the year. But
yeah. Well, cool.
So yeah, that's it. There's no news this week, but we're not leaving because it is time for our predictions, hopes, and dreams. Oh, wait till you see my thumbnail. It's really simple, but it's really dope.
That's pretty good.
What?
Your thumbnail.
You're such a jackass. I was like, are you looking at my sheet to see if you got the right one pulled up? Like, what are we doing here? So like we like to do on this channel, we love our predictions, our hopes, and our dreams. We do them before big showcases, when E3 used to be a thing, Game Awards. I think we've done it every year that we've had a podcast, pretty much. We're going to go through our predictions, hopes, and dreams first for what we want to see at the show or what we think will be at the show. And then we'll get into the actual categories and we'll pick the winners and everything from there. So Keeley has said that the show is moving away from world premiere. Now, at first I thought that meant we're not getting any reveals, but I looked into it more. It's just him saying, like, they would have world premiere for like a Fortnite skin because it's the first time you've seen this Fortnite skin. You know what I mean? And so he's like, it was getting memed to death and whatever. So we're moving away from that. We're just showing awesome game content. So that's interesting. Xbox seems like they're going to have a big presence there. They said they will not no-show like last year, and there will be, quote, major announcements and news you won't want to miss, end quote. I don't think we've heard anything from Sony. If we have, I missed it, but we don't hear anything from Sony ever anyways. So, except for that one crappy showcase that was just completely pointless. Let's get into our predictions, hopes, and dreams.
All right, so I did end up coming up with six, and I purposefully stayed away from obvious ones that I thought you would probably tend towards having. So I do have six.
Okay. I'm going to keep track of them.
I 100% am overshooting on probably all of these because feel more like, well, I'd say four of them feel more like Game Award announcements or showcase type announcements, but whatever.
One of the things I wrote down for the stars a couple weeks ago, and you land amongst the
moon. No, shoot for the moon and you land among the stars. But
wasn't
that doesn't
like
make
in
sense.
Larry David? Wasn't that in the Curb episode? I don't know. Anyways,
but I hate it because it doesn't make sense.
One of my predictions I wrote down, and when I look back at it today, I was like, oh, whoops. I was like, Resident Evil 4 VR is out right now. I'm like, well, they already announced it's actually coming out that day, so I guess I screwed that one up. So I can't use that as one of my thingamajigs. So I thought that was funny. So you want to go first? You want me to go first?
I'll go first. Let me see. All right, I said this last year, and I was wrong. I'm going to say it again.
You love being,
a turtle.
Whenever you hear someone say that, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Do you finish the sentence with, I love being a turtle? Because I do.
Not out loud.
Issues. Well, no, I know. Well, sometimes I do. If I'm alone, I do, but yeah.
I said it last year. I'll say it again. Because this seems like a Game Awards kind of thing. Trailer, teaser, announcement, some kind of thing, new Joseph Ferris game. I thought we would have gotten one last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, am I supposed to know this person? he's the fuck the Oscars or whatever he said.
Do you think Bill Clinton kid's going to show up?
Well, and that's the other thing. Jeff said they've got a lot more security. He's not going to get into details because it's security, but yes. And then Bill Clinton. And then, like, yeah. And the kid was just standing there the whole time.
I mean, so weird.
It's just like such a jackass. I like it. We haven't seen Joseph. I mean, he's always there.
Yeah, he's going to be there.
But he hasn't announced anything because it takes two. Was that 21 or was that 20?
That it was announced?
No, that it came out.
Oh, I think it was Game of the Year 21.
21. So, yeah, it's definitely time for him to put out something else. So I like that one. I definitely did not have that down. My first prediction. I'm going to do it before Sean steals it. I just realized this. I never need to predict Metal Gear Solid 3 Remake again. I just now realized that because it's actually happening.
You also don't need to predict CM Punk coming back at the Rumble.
That's true.
You predict him to win it, yeah. But...
That was still a good pick that year. New trailer for Death Stranding 2. Now, I would say this is one I'm going to nail.
Yeah.
So that's too simple. So I'm going to make it a three-parter. New Death Stranding trailer. It's out next year. Because that'll be 5 years since the first one came out. I think it's going to be next year.
Wow.
And we get the final name reveal of the game. Because remember, everything was Death Stranding 2 or DS2, and then he would say working title. Like, there's something about it. And you got to remember, Kojima doesn't really like sequels. Bye, Derek. He doesn't really like sequels. He almost called Metal Gear Solid 2 Metal Gear Solid 3. Like, when it comes to numbers and stuff, he doesn't really like it. I just vomited in my mouth a little bit. I'm trying to choke it back down. That was a verp. So I don't know what it's going to be called. It's not going to be called, like, Life Stranding or something stupid like that.
Death Stranding 3.
But I think we're going to get the full name. I went back and watched that trailer. I don't get it. I don't get any of it. It's so... There's so many things like Fragile and the baby and Sam is old and he's got long gray hair now. I don't get it. But so we get a new Death Stranding 2 trailer. It's out next year and we get a new name.
Okay. I like it. That was one that I was definitely going to stay away from.
Now, that'll be interesting now that we've got the new microphones. Do they pick up bodily function noises?
We'll find out. Tyler Boyd threw an interception. What?
What the hell?
all right.
I forgot about my second coffee.
I didn't do this on purpose, but now that I think about it, I think I also picked this last year.
I mean, we probably got none of our predictions right last year, so you might as well predict them all again.
I think it's already fully confirmed to be happening. So we get a trailer, an announcement, release date, maybe something. Elden Ring DLC, finally.
Damn it.
Was that one of yours?
Yep.
Okay.
But that's why I got more than five. But what do we see it?
I don't know what they're... I mean, we'll see gameplay. I don't think they'll just say Elden Ring DLC March 24. Like, I think we'll see it. We'll probably get a feel for what it actually is.
Well, nothing has been confirmed other than...
So I'll say Elden Ring DLC teaser.
Yeah. No, all we know is that it's coming.
Right.
Like, they haven't said it's going to be there. They haven't said when it's going to be ready. They just said... We did on the podcast last time or the time before, they had something that said... Hey, it's coming. It's going to be great. The work's coming along great. It's going to be similar to Bloodborne DLC. Did you ever play The Old Hunters or no?
Mm-mm.
Okay. But I think a lot of people really like that. So if they're comparing it to the Bloodborne DLC...
I mean, that's a pretty... I've never played it, but my understanding is that's a pretty legit DLC.
Yes.
Like, it's just... It's more Bloodborne. It's not just...
It's not just like an arena. You can do this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, I can't predict Resident Evil 4 VR is out right now because that wouldn't make any sense. I do think Sony's going to be there, and I think the time has come for the next Uncharted to be revealed.
Interesting.
I'm pretty sure The Last of Us Part II debuted, like the first look at it, wasn't it at the Game Awards, however many years ago that would have been, 2018 or something?
I would have thought E3, but maybe not.
I think it was at the Game Awards. I think Sony, especially since they don't feel the need to have any showcases or at least any good ones. The only thing we know about now that Spidey is out is Wolverine. That's it. We don't know literally anything else that's a first-party game that's coming out other than MLB The Show every year and probably Gran Turismo 8 in 4 or 5 years. We don't know anything. Yeah. Like, I think it's time. Uncharted 4 came out in 2016. I forget. Did I tell you how it ends? Did I finally tell you?
I don't think so.
Okay. It's an 8-year-old game. It's a 7-year-old game, but the ending is so good. I don't want to spoil it unless people want it spoiled. But I do think that plays into this game. It's not going to be Naughty Dog because we know they're working on Factions. They're working on Last of Us 3. They're not working on this. We have not heard from Sony Bend since Days Gone came out. I think it's Sony Bend, but I'm not going to put that as part of my prediction. I think we get a new Uncharted game, and I think it's time for a new Uncharted game. Like, God of War was gone. God of War, it was only 5 years because Ascension came out in 2013, but a lot of people don't like to talk about that. I thought that game was fine. I think people give it a bad rap, but I think it's time. It's been 7 years, 6 since the DLC came out, the separate release, Lost Legacy, and I'm all here for it. So yeah, Uncharted 5 or whatever it's going to be called gets revealed.
Okay. This, I'll go ahead and do this one. This was a late addition, literally right before we came over, because I saw something on Twitter and I was like, ooh, perfect. Naughty Dog.
Oh. Oh, are they going to show it?
Announces, maybe shows, Jack and Daxter remake slash remaster. Hopefully remake. Because I just saw on Twitter from Naughty Dog.
Really?
22nd anniversary since the original came out. So I saw that right before coming over. I was like, ooh. Oh, okay. Perfect. Probably a coincidence, but I saw them post that and I was like, ooh, that would be cool.
You said a remake or a new game or something?
Remastered. I mean, yeah. Something well, a new game would be cool, but yeah, I would say probably a remake, remaster, something. I guess there's already been remasters, technically, but.
Oh, yeah, that came out on PS3, right? Didn't they put out a
thing? I think so. I think there was like a collection, but I mean, it's basically the same game, but just, yeah, HD or something. But yeah, I'll say Jack and Daxter remake is what I will call it, but
okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Sony again because there's been so many rumors it has to be real, even though they said it wasn't coming, that God of War DLC gets announced and it's out early 2024.
Okay. Well, you took one of mine. Good. So now we're even.
What I would add on to that though is I'm going to guess it's going to be us playing as Atreus, and I don't know that I'm going to go back for that. Like, the Atreus sections were fine, other than when you're riding a Triceratops picking fruit for 2 hours. They were fine, but I don't know that I want to play as him for 3 or 4 or 5 hours, whatever it would end up being. I think if there's been all these rumors, it has to be real. And again, since Sony doesn't do any showcases or anything like that, I think this is where it would get announced. God of War DLC. I would say it's probably out March or April. Would be my guess, because you got to think that game. Oh no, that game just came out last year.
Mm-hmm.
That and Elden Ring were last year. My God, time means nothing. Stupid COVID. But yeah, God of War DLC gets announced. Maybe we get a date for it as well, or like a date, a range, a date. You know what I mean? A window.
I like it. I'm gonna save this one for last, so I'll do this one. By the way, when I tried to type, I've been doing the swipe thing more now.
Really?
It doesn't always work. So I was typing, I text myself usually, notes for the podcast. If it's something I want, I just text myself.
You know, there's a notes app.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay.
And I meant to type Jack. I don't even know if I meant to type and. I may have just tried to type Jack Daxter.
Pork and beans.
But all it says is Hal Daxter. I'm like, I'll remember what that means. Anyways, Capcom is there.
Oh.
And we see whatever game it is that they keep talking about that has not been announced yet that's supposedly coming out in like April or whatever. And I wouldn't say that's a slam dunk, but to further it, I assume it's like a Monster Hunter. I don't think it's the next RE remake.
I don't either.
I'm going to guess it's a Monster Hunter. I definitely don't think it's RE9.
Because that was 21, right? Village. Yeah, because Village and Dread were 21. My game of the year, your game of the year.
21. Yeah, 2 years. Yeah. But yeah, we'll see whatever it is that they keep saying hasn't been announced yet. It'll get announced. Probably a Monster Hunter game.
And I think the reason, I think you're going to get that one right. You don't, Monster Hunter isn't something they need to announce. Like, they announced Pragmata back in 2020, and that game still hasn't come out. They're like, maybe it's next year, whatever.
Yeah.
You don't need a long runway for Monster Hunter because it's their best-selling franchise of all time. It has blown Street Fighter out of the water. Like, Monster Hunter World has sold like 20 million copies or something.
Really?
It's crazy. Yeah. People love Monster Hunter. I guess I'm just missing something, but I also have never tried it, so maybe it is good. But I like that. That's a good one. Next, I'm going to go to the land of Xbox, and I'm going to say we get a reveal trailer for the... Bro! Gears of War 6. Now, it'll probably just be called Gear 6, or it might just be called Gears. But I like Gears of War 5, or Gears 5, must have been 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. I cannot remember. Oh, it was, yeah, at least 4 or 5 years ago, because it was last gen. I won't be surprised if it's not 6, if it is some kind of a reboot, and they just start from scratch. But I think Xbox, they've said they're going to be there in a big way. I'm going with that. I'm going with Gears 6, or the next Gears of War, I should say, gets revealed.
I like it. I can see it. I thought about, though, not that all of my predictions aren't throwaways. I thought about saying, to help my draft, we get a shadow drop of Half-Life Alyx on PSVR 2 out today. But I'm not going to do it.
Can you imagine?
But probably equally as unlikely, maybe slightly more likely, because I'm not giving up on it. Release
date,
or at least release window.
I'll write down the name of the game right now.
Of a song that is quite silky.
Yep. I cannot believe that was my number one pick. And it's not coming out.
It hasn't even been mentioned.
No, it's been mentioned that it's...
Well, but...
That it's not coming out this year.
But wasn't that last year?
No.
When was it last? Was it Game Awards last year?
I think so. But I think
it's... And didn't they say it was coming this year?
2023, yeah.
And then they didn't?
That's why it was my number... I mean, I... We do the draft.
One of the YouTube guys I watch, who's mostly like a Mario Maker streamer, but he had never played Hollow Knight. And he played through the whole game and did almost everything. And it just makes me want to go back. I've already platinumed the game, but I kind of just want to go back and play it again. I know I always default to Link to the Past or Ocarina as my best favorite game of all time. It could also be Hollow Knight. This game, I mean, it is perfect. It probably controls better than any game I've ever played. It's just so smooth and fluid. Just everything just works.
So it's your favorite Metroidvania?
Oh, easily, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And it's possibly my favorite game of all time. It's way, 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 way up there. That's another one you need to just suck it up.
I just don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where to go.
But that's kind of the fun. You have to play it. Don't play it with a guide.
No, it's not the fun because it's hard.
It's not, though.
Really?
The bosses are hard.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't fight hard bosses for a while. But that's part of the fun. And that's how I felt when I first played. I'm like, I don't know where to go. Like, this is stupid. But then all of a sudden you'd be like, oh, I haven't been this way yet. Oh my God. Oh, that's cool. Oh, now I can do, okay. Now I can do that. And everything just kind of like unravels. It's just, it's perfect. But yeah, Silk Song, I'll say next year.
It literally has to be.
You can't announce it and have it not be 24. Didn't especially when last year you said it would be this year.
So am I crazy or did that game come out in 17? The first one.
I don't know if it was that. It might have been that long ago. 2019 was like Death Stranding and RE2 remake mm-hmm. and stuff. So it was probably... That. I bet it was 17, yeah. actually. Yeah,
that's crazy. Hmm. All right, my last one. I don't even know if I'm saying the name of this game right as I'm looking at it. What is the name of the pirate game that Xbox has? Sea of Thieves. Okay, I got this one right. Skull and Bones... gets a final trailer and finally gets a release date. They're finally just like, look, we got to put this friggin' game out. We've delayed it for 6 years. It's time to put it out. And I think they will kind of get a little bit of a round of applause, like, good, you finally, and it might be sarcastic applause, but I think they're going to get it. That's my final prediction. I was going to do this one because it's funny, but it's also probably true. We get another Hellblade 2 CGI trailer and we still don't get a date.
I forgot about that.
And we still don't get a date was going to be my prediction, but... I don't know. I think they're up their own asses with Hellblade 2. It's just a little ridiculous at this point.
Yeah.
So we'll see who wins. We will probably, the winner will...
be 0.5 to 0.
I'll win 0.333 for just saying Death Stranding 2 will be there. There won't be a new... We won't get a date, and it won't be a new name. And then you'll get nothing.
Probably.
But, yeah. So now it's time that we move on to the winners in all the different categories. And we're going to go...
When is... Game Awards?
Thursday night.
Thursday, okay.
We're not doing any stupid categories like esport athletes, mobile games, content creator, because we should have been nominated for that and we're not.
Travesty.
It's just stupid. Also, esport athletes. I mean, come on, man.
So stupid.
Athlete. What does athlete even mean anymore? It's ridiculous. But... let's go through the categories that we do have here. I'm going to write down who picks what. We will score them accordingly, and we will come back next week to see how we both did. Now, we're not giving our answers. We're giving what we think will win. We can say what our answer would be. I would say we should not do that with, like, Game of the Year and stuff.
Yeah, I think picks are
what
we think will happen. Yeah. We can give thoughts on what we think should or want to, but...
yeah. So the first category is Most Anticipated Game. The nominees are Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Hades 2, Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth, Star Wars Outlaws, and Tekken 8. I will say, just seeing the games in this category, next year is not going to be like this year was.
No.
But Sean, what is your pick for Most Anticipated Game?
I'm tempted to go Hades 2.
I know.
But I think it's Final Fantasy VII.
I think that too. I was gonna say Hades 2, but people are over the moon for Final Fantasy VII Remake for Rebirth.
Yeah.
And it seems like everybody, for the most part, the vast majority of people are on board with what they're doing with Final Fantasy VII. And it's my most anticipated for next year for sure. But like, especially with after playing Crisis Core and finally figuring out Zack's story and all this stuff and seeing, I'm like, well, now I'm in. And especially if I actually do play Final Fantasy VII and beat it before then yeah.
Yeah.
Next up, Best Adaptation. Castlevania. Damn it, Sean. It's so, I promise you.
I don't know. I'm sure I'll watch it at some point.
It's at 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Or at least it was back when it came out. 100%. It is so good. Once you get like three episodes in, it I'm telling you, it has that moment.
This sounds a lot like Death Stranding, where
no, I'm not telling you to watch it for 20 hours and then it gets good. But Best Adaptation: Castlevania Nocturne, Gran Turismo, The Last of Us, The Mario Movie, and Twisted Metal. So you can tell there was not a lot of things they could even pick from. If Twisted Metal, and I've actually heard the Gran Turismo movie's not that bad.
Yeah.
I'm going Last of Us.
Okay. I'm going Mario Movie. But okay. I would love for it to be Last of Us, but... yeah, I'm going Mario. So how do these work, other than maybe most anticipated game? Like, what is the breakdown as far as what is like fan voted versus the...
You can put your votes for everything, but it only counts like 10%. And then it's okay. All these media members vote for the games. Jeff,
but isn't there one? I thought there's one category that was like...
There's like a player's choice, but I don't even know what it means, so I didn't even put it in there.
Okay, so all these, even most anticipated game, it's not what a fan media vote. It's yeah. Okay. All right. So yeah, I'll go Mario Movie.
Okay. Next up, best multiplayer. We have Baldur's Gate 3. You're going to be hearing that a lot. Diablo 4, Party Animals, Street Fighter 6, and Mario Wonder. Sean, what do you think?
I think it's got to be Baldur's Gate.
See, I'm of the mind that even though I know it's a multiplayer RPG, I just feel like almost everything that this thing gets announced for, it's just going to win. I mean, gets nominated for, it's going to win.
Yeah.
Now, at first when I looked at this, I was thinking Mario Wonder, but then I'm like, the multiplayer isn't great. It's fine with the two of us because we know how to pretty much just, except when you're trying to kill me and get me off screen and stuff. But I don't think it's going to win because a lot of people don't like the way the multiplayer is in that. So
also, multiplayer is a bit of a stretch for...
Yeah. Are you going to finish that sentence?
I mean, no.
Okay. I mean, no, I'm not going to. All right, next up, best sports or racing game. EA Football Club 24, F1 23, Forza Motorsport, Hot Wheels Unleashed 2 Turbocharged, and The Crew Motorfest. Sean.
I have no idea.
I know.
I guess I will say FC, but okay. I mean, I have no idea.
I'm going for a wild card, and I'm going
I thought about that.
Hot Wheels. Because Forza Motorsport was not as well received as Forza Horizon 5 was.
No.
So that's why I don't think it's going to be that. I can't see an F1 game winning. Like, most of the people in the media don't even know what these games... They don't even know what, like, FC means, you know? Next up, best sim or strategy game. You have Advance Wars 1 and 2 Reboot Camp, Cities Skyline 2, Company of Heroes 3, Fire Emblem Engage, and Pikmin 4. I'm going Pikmin. It was either that or Fire Emblem for me.
I was thinking Fire Emblem just because the name. Yeah, I'll go Fire Emblem, I guess.
Okay. We've got some differing opinions. I like that. Best family game. Disney Illusion Island. I wish that wasn't just on Switch. Because that looks like it would be fun to do Let's Plays of and stuff.
Yeah.
But it is weird because it's more of just like a puzzle platformer thing. But Disney Illusion Island, Party Animals, Pikmin 4, Sonic Superstars, Super Mario Bros. Wonder for best family game. Basically, so, what best family game means is best... cute game, you know,
and that's where I struggle with some of these. Do you pick the best game from this
five.
Subset,
yeah,
or do you pick the game that most, like, I don't know,
that is best for a family,
right? Like, I mean, I guess Mario Wonder is a family game. I think Mario Wonder is hands down the best game of those five.
Yes,
but is that really what it means?
Like, why is Pikmin 4...
I'm going to go Mario just because I'm going it's Mario. It's got to be the best. I mean, yeah.
Why is Pikmin 4 a family game? Just because it's made by Nintendo, I guess.
Probably.
You know what I mean? But that's like an RTS. That's not a... family games are like Smash and Mario Kart and...
yeah.
Mario Party. Mario Party. That's what I kept trying to think of. Wow, Barkley. Next up, we have best fighting game. The nominees are God of Rock. Never heard of this. Did not know it was a thing. God of Rock, Mortal Kombat 1, Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2, Pocket Bravery, and Street Fighter 6.
Uh, I'm going All-Star Brawl.
Damn.
Just because I think the game has been pretty well received.
It has.
I kind of forgot Mortal Kombat 1 came out. Like, I feel like it, unless I'm following the wrong people on Twitter or something, I feel like it came out and then just kind of faded away. Like, I don't really see anybody talking about it. I don't know. I think it's All-Star Brawl. It's got the
Why wasn't that in the family game?
Yeah, that's true. That probably should have been.
I guess for me, what I'm thinking is that, and we'll talk about this with some other categories later, I think Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter are going to cancel each other out.
Yeah.
And that's why I could see that this winning, that this is like, this ends up winning with like 25% of the vote or something. You know what I mean?
It could, yeah.
But yeah, I like the, I hate that we both picked it, but I like that answer. Next up, we don't even really need to do this category, but we'll do it anyways. Best RPG, Baldur's Gate 3, Final Fantasy 16, Lies of P, Sea of Stars, and they threw Starfield a bone and threw it in there. Obviously, I think I know what we're both picking. I don't want to play this game. I know I've gotten into the turn-based thing.
I have not seen any gameplay from this game. Like, in my mind, it's nothing that I would be interested in. But if I actually looked at gameplay and it just looks like a role-playing game, I might be in. But, like, I remember seeing all this crap on Twitter about, like, when you're fighting this enemy, if you take this character and do this thing and you power up and you climb on top of this tower and then you jump off, you can do like the most damage in the game. I'm like, this doesn't sound like a role-playing game. This just like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
So that kind of weird stuff is just like, I don't think this is a game for me, and that's a weird thing to base it off of. And role-playing game doesn't mean turn-based. I mean,
right.
You got Liza P in there, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I don't know.
And Starfield, like...
But I hear some people saying that, oh, Lies of P is more of a role-playing game than Final Fantasy 16. I'm like, okay. Final Fantasy 16, the tide has turned on that.
Yeah.
Among the general public. Not with me, but the general public, it has turned, I would say.
Yeah.
Next up, Best Action-Adventure Game. The nominees are Alan Wake 2, Spider-Man 2, RE4, Jedi Survivor, and Tears of the Kingdom. I've played four of those five games, and those four games are awesome. Alan Wake 2, I feel like we're getting a little bit of... Like, I don't think you see Dead Space for anything except, like, sound. I feel like Dead Space gets screwed because it came out in January, and Alan Wake benefits because it came out in October.
Yeah.
Like, out of sight, out of mind. But, for me, I'm going Tears of the Kingdom. That's what I think this wins. Spider-Man 2 gets nominated for a whole bunch of stuff in this, and I don't really think it's deserved.
I don't think it's Spider-Man.
I really liked Spider-Man, but I think it's just got way too much stuff going on.
My gut tells me Tears of the Kingdom, but I'm very tempted to go Alan Wake. As much as I don't think it should, having never even played the game, but yeah, I'm with you. I just feel like it's gotten the benefit of just having just recency come bias. Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. One, two.
Oh, you're seeing if three. You want to agree with me or not.
We've differed on 3 out of 9. That's not bad. 3 out of 8, I guess. I'm going to go with my gut. Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah, because I think it has to win this because I don't think it's going to win Game of the Year. I think we know what. Well, I don't want to put words in your mouth. Next up, Best Action Game: Armored Core 6, Dead Island 2. Dead Island 2, I don't think of as an action game. But there's a lot going on with these categories that don't make any sense. Ghost Runner 2, Hi-Fi Rush, and Remnant 2. Wow, there's 3 2s in there. That's weird.
And a 6. Two plus two is six.
Never having played it, I'm going with Remnant 2 from Ashes.
All right. Well, I was going to pick that. This time I will differ from you. I'm going to go Armored Core.
Okay. I could see... What? Oh, S. I could see almost anything, any of these except Dead Island 2 winning it. Ghost Runner 2's also got the recency bias there. Hi-Fi Rush blew people away when it shadow dropped in January or whatever it was. Armored Core 6 is From Software, so obviously they make amazing games. And then Remnant 2, it's just, I've heard nothing but good things about it. Next up, best VR or AR game. The nominees are Gran Turismo 7, Humanity, Horizon Call of the Mountain, Resident Evil Village, and Synapse. Excuse me.
I'm going to go Village.
Okay.
Just because I feel like that game compared to 7. Like 7, it's just like the same game, but you look where you want to aim, and then you're like,
right.
This, you're like, you have to like,
you're in there.
Get your shotgun out, and you like, you do like everything. It's, I just think it's so cool what they did, and I've never. This game, for whatever, maybe it's the fidelity, whatever, of VR 2 compared to VR. This game scared the crap out of me.
Yeah.
In VR. The normal game did not.
No, the only 7 the house did. Scared me.
And VR 7 was kind of a lot at some points. But this game, like, parts that I just breezed through in the normal game, when you see, like, the long grass, did I get that right?
Mm-hmm. Don't go into the long grass.
Swaying when you're going up to the house that eventually like catches fire or whatever.
Okay.
The first time you see one of the wolfmen people.
Werewolf things, yeah.
I was terrified. I'm like, I should not be afraid of this. Like, I should kick this guy's butt. But like, my heart was racing. I'm like, yeah. I don't want to go into the long grass. That was so much fun.
Why did you ask if you got it right? How could you get that wrong? Don't go into the long grass.
Because I sometimes say high grass and tall grass.
Oh, okay. No, it's the long grass. The long grass. I'm going to go with Synapse because this is that like cool first-person magic-y kind of weird shooter, and also David Hayter's in it, so I'm just going to go with that.
Fair enough.
Best debut indie game. Now, when we get to the indie stuff, this is when everything kind of gets crazy, but Cocoon, Dredge, Pizza Tower, Venba, and Viewfinder. I'm just going Pizza Tower because I love the name and I've heard good things about it.
I feel like I don't know what any of these are. I'm going to say Cocoon just because that sounds like a cool name.
I've heard of Viewfinder. Best independent game. Cocoon, Dave the Diver. Now, that's this whole controversy. Dave the Diver is not... Just because something is pixel graphics doesn't mean it's an indie game. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not independent. But Cocoon, Dave the Diver, Dredge, Sea of Stars, and Viewfinder.
I'm probably picking more with my heart than anything.
Oh, I am too, baby.
But, yeah.
We're both picking it. Sea of Stars, I think this is about the only thing it can win.
Yeah, it's... There's too many heavy hitters in the RPG category. It's kind of this or nothing.
Although I think it's up there for, like, art style or something.
It might have something, yeah.
But I think that's its best chance to win. But it won't surprise me if Dave the Diver wins, even though it's not a friggin' independent game. Best community support. Baldur's Gate 3, Cyberpunk 2077, really? Because they put out DLC?
The only thing I can think of is they
did the 2.0 patch.
They really fixed, like, they screwed the pooch with that game, and then they said, okay, my bad,
yeah,
we'll fix it. I'm going to go Cyberpunk, just because of that reason, really.
Yeah.
I can't believe Final Fantasy 14 is still...
It's not going to be... everybody that plays Destiny 2 is pissed at them. I don't even know why this is on there. I'm going to go Final Fantasy 14 just to switch it up.
I feel like No Man's Sky, the same thing I said about Cyberpunk, could really go for No Man's Sky 2.
They were the first Cyberpunk.
Yeah, exactly.
Next up, best ongoing game. It's the same games every year. Apex Legends, Cyberpunk 2077. This is the one I was annoyed at. Because they put out DLC, it's an ongoing game. Yeah. Final Fantasy 14, Fortnite, and Genshin Impact.
I would go Fortnite.
Damn it. I think Fortnite as well.
Yeah.
Mostly just because it seems like when they brought the OG map back, that, like, I mean, they literally like broke the internet. 45 million players. Like, are you kidding me? Cyberpunk shouldn't be nominated. I don't hear anybody ever talking about Apex anymore, and I don't care about Genshin. Innovation and accessibility. We probably shouldn't even guess this because we haven't played most of these games, but Diablo 4, Forza Motorsport, Hi-Fi Rush, Spidey 2, Mortal Kombat 1, and Street Fighter 6. I'm going Spidey 2 just because Sony always does really good things with accessibility, even though I can't really remember what the accessibility options were in this game.
There's definitely a lot. I'm going to say...
Ooh, although Street Fighter 6...
I was thinking Street Fighter 6.
Because they've got the simplified controls and stuff. Remember?
Yeah.
How you can just like use buttons instead of having to do fireball motions and stuff?
Yeah, I'll go Street Fighter.
Okay. Now we start getting into some of the heavy hitters. Yeah, sometimes I say the instead of the. Best performance. You have Ben Starr, who played Clive Rossfield in Final Fantasy 16. Cam Monahan, who played Cal Kestis in Jedi Survivor. Idris Elba, Solomon Reed, Cyberpunk 2077. Melanie Libbard plays Saga in Alan Wake 2. Neil Newbon plays Asterion, who is some guy in Baldur's Gate 3. And then our boy Yuri Lowenthal, once again nominated for Peter Parker in Spider-Man 2.
Did he win? He did win for one.
I will say, I would have liked to see Miles' actor nominated here instead of Yuri.
Yeah.
Because I thought Miles in this game, I liked him a little bit more than I liked Peter. But
I love Yuri. You could say he's deserving. I don't think he'll win just because he already won for the role. I'm tempted to say Idris because everybody loves him.
Right.
No. This is one... screw it. I'm going to say Idris.
Okay.
But I really want it to be Ben.
I'm going with my heart on this one, even though I think Idris, just because he's Idris Elba, is going to win.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with my heart because I really think Ben Starr in this, to me, clearly of all the games I played this year, he is by far, he had the best performance. Like, everything about Clive in that game is so freaking well done. It's such an emotional journey. He kills it. Like, man, I love so much about that game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Ben, and we'll see. Best audio design. We have Alan Wake 2, Dead Space, Hi-Fi Rush, Spider-Man 2, Resident Evil 4. I'm going with Dead Space.
Yeah.
Because that game scared the ever-loving crap out of me.
I'm going to say Alan Wake 2, just because it seems like the kind of game that...
And it does. It's supposed to be really good. Resident Evil 4, I didn't think that the sound design in that was anywhere near as good. I thought I liked the game better than Dead Space, but I thought the Dead Space sound, especially when you play it with headphones, was way better.
Yeah.
Like, because you can hear where they're coming, how far away are they and everything. It's so well done. Best score in music. Again, Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3, Final Fantasy 16, Hi-Fi Rush, and Tears of the Kingdom. This actually is one of my hardest categories to pick.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had that opening theme from Tears of the Kingdom playing in my head almost all year. When you take that jump, when you jump from the clouds and the logo comes up and everything, that... along with the awesome music that they have for when you're dealing with Ganondorf and all the like, it sounds like Alien and stuff, but then Final Fantasy 16 is just so epic, and the battle theme for that, I kept looking that up on YouTube throughout the year. Like, I don't know, I am torn on this one, but which way do you think you're leaning?
This is one where you've got four pretty epic games, and I'm almost tempted to say Hi-Fi Rush sneaks in. Yeah. But I feel like I might be overthinking it. I didn't pick it for RPG. I didn't pick it for voice acting. I'm going to, Final Fantasy.
Okay. Then I'm going to go Tears of the Kingdom.
Okay.
Because to me, they're really 1 and 1A. I think they're easily the two best soundtracks of any games I played this year.
Oh God, Jacksonville's going to kick a field goal.
Best art direction. Oh, it didn't get nominated for this. Poor Sea of Stars. I thought it did. Alan Wake 2, Hi-Fi Rush, Lies of P, Mario Wonder, and Tears of the Kingdom. You're not looking, but then you look through your fingers.
No, because I know. It's how I do it. Score and music. Oh, wait, no. Next one. Art direction.
Art direction. Like, I think Mario Wonder looks fine. I would not nominate it for art direction.
Right. I feel like Alan Wake 2 is just like photorealistic kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to pick that.
And lighting and stuff.
I keep it in the thing.
I'll keep it.
I think it's going to win something. I'll say a Hi-Fi Rush here.
I know the game kind of looks the same as the other game, but what they did with Tears of the Kingdom, you have three areas that are so completely distinct from each other, mm-hmm. from the sky to the ground to the below. Especially everything having to do with the depths is so freaking cool that, yeah, people can say, well, it's just Breath of the Wild 1.5, whatever. I think Tears of the Kingdom, I'm going to go with that for best art direction.
I can't argue it.
Best narrative, Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3, Cyberpunk Phantom Liberty, Final Fantasy 16, Spider-Man 2. This is when I start to be like, okay, this is another case of recency bias.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2's story was fine. I like the story in the first one better. I would not nominate it for best story. But where are you leaning?
I'm going to go maybe with my heart more than my gut, but Final Fantasy.
I'm going to go Final Fantasy also. I'm not splitting on this one. I think the story was absolutely phenomenal in that game. And I kept going, oh my God. Like, there was
the ending was perfect.
Yes. And, yeah. There's so many twists and turns, and it's so emotional, and the build up to the end and everything. It's just, it was so freaking well done. I hate that this game didn't even get nominated for Game of the Year, but best narrative, I think it wins. Also, Phantom Liberty, I just don't think DLC should be nominated for any of this stuff. They're not games.
No.
Best game direction. There's only two left. Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3, Spider-Man 2, Mario Wonder, and Tears of the Kingdom. Basically, all the nominees for Game of the Year minus Resident Evil 4.
Yeah. Jeez. I haven't picked it yet. Ugh. There's two I haven't picked yet. I'm gonna go Spider-Man.
I'm going Baldur's Gate because I think my heart would say Tears of the Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
I just think Baldur's Gate is just gonna, but the weird thing I will say,
it's just a little bit balder.
It's a little bit balder. The thing is it really taking them that long to kick a field goal?
Well, they called time out.
Seven times? They missed it. Good. I'm very confused. What the hell was I talking about? Get best game direction. I really think Tears of the Kingdom should win it, but I think Baldur's Gate's going to win it. And then we've got Game of the Year. Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3, Spider-Man 2, RE4, Super Mario Wonder, and Tears of the Kingdom. It would not be my pick. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Like, I assume Baldur's Gate is going to win everything it's nominated for. But then I'm like, that's what I thought about Red Dead 2 in 2018. And God of War ended up pulling out Game of the Year. I don't know why I was so invested in that. I think I just wanted to be like, screw you, Jared Petty, and your stupid podcast about Red Dead. The thing that's interesting, so GameScoop, they've got a Facebook page, and they were doing a poll. Like, they whittled it down to 10 games, and then it was like, what's your favorite game of the year? Tears of the Kingdom was running away with it. Baldur's Gate was number two. So I'm like, maybe it's not, but I feel like the media, I don't know if it's just the recency thing or what. It just seems like Baldur's Gate is going to win Game of the Year.
Yeah.
It seems to me like it's inevitable, but I don't know. But I'm going Baldur's Gate.
I feel like I got swept up in all the, I feel like it's become the sexy pick all of a sudden, where I think everybody all year has been like, well, Zelda obviously is the Game of the Year. And then everybody's like, it's going to be Baldur's Gate.
Oh, no.
I think I've come back around. I'm going to go Zelda because I don't think I picked it for anything else, which means I'm probably wrong because there's no way it's going to win Game of the Year and nothing else. But yeah, I'm going with my gut, not all the stuff that I've been reading about lately.
I will be so happy if anything except Baldur's Gate wins it. And that's me probably just being a hipster or a contrarian or whatever. I don't know. Did you see what Dad just texted? Trevor Lawrence might have just broken his leg. They said he tried to get up, he fell back down, the whole stadium gasped, and now he's getting carried to the locker room or something.
Oh, jeez.
That is it for our predictions. Now let's do a quick wrap-up, and we will get out of here. The Xbox CFO has said that his goal is to make first-party games and Game Pass available on, quote, every screen that can play games, end quote, which includes PlayStation, Switch, mobile, and apps on TVs. They want Game Pass on PlayStation. Do I think PlayStation will ever do it? Not really. But to hear the CFO actually say, like, yeah, we want to be on PlayStation is just crazy to me. The CFO also said something that I find hilarious. He said that they stopped announcing their number of console sales because it doesn't paint a full picture of the Xbox business, not because they're so far behind Switch and PlayStation. I find that hilarious.
I understand not saying, not announcing software sales because of Game Pass. Console sales, I get what you're saying. Like, you can play on PC, you can play on some TV, so not everybody needs an Xbox. Yeah. But come on, we all know why you're not an Xbox. Exactly.
The thing that I thought we talked about on the podcast last time, I'm about to actually talk about now. Elden Ring's producer says that the DLC will be, quote, a little while yet, and has compared it to Bloodborne's DLC. That is hilarious that I thought we already talked about this, but I guess it's just because I put it in this. Cyberpunk is now getting a 2.1 update very soon, including hangouts with your partners, a new metro system, bosses getting revamped, new vehicles, accessibility options, and more. Again, they effed this game up, but they have stuck with it, and I appreciate that.
Yep.
Also, Phantom Liberty has sold over 4.3 million copies.
That's so insane.
4.3 million times 30 is 120 million, I guess, in revenue they just made off that, give or take. Capcom has confirmed that more Resident Evil remakes are coming in the future. Quote, what game we will remake in the future is something that we would like to announce in the future, so please look forward to it, end quote. It's got to be Code Veronica. I think it would be weird to go 2, 3, 4 and then go back
and then go back to one. I think one may be the last one they do.
Yeah,
because they've already kind of done it. I mean, that was a remake. That was definitely more than a remaster. But I don't think it'll be 5 for obvious reasons. You're not going to remake any of the weird ones.
Yeah,
it's kind of Code Veronica
or bust
by default. I mean, there's
unless it is five, but
I don't think they'll do five.
I know.
I think it's Code Veronica, and I think one. I would love. I don't want it to be 5 next. I want it to be Code Veronica next.
Yeah,
but I would love a 5 remake.
Is Code Veronica in Raccoon City? I've never played it. I don't know really anything about it.
I don't think any of it is, no.
Oh, it's
his
ankle.
There's a couple different locales.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of where you are.
Who's in it? Is that Claire?
It's Claire and Chris.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Resident Evil 4's VR mode is out December 8th. There will be a demo out the same day. It's a free update, though, so why do you really need a demo? You know, that's one of those things I'm like... I guess if you don't have the game, that makes sense. But you can't play it without the VR2. But if you've got the VR2 and RE4, it's free, so whatever. But I guess I just answered my own question.
You're going to play that? I don't think that's going to be as...
I'm going to try it, yeah.
Whatever, as 7 and 8
you
were.
Say that, but when Chainsaw Man comes for you in the village, and you've got your knife, and you're like... And he's right here trying to kill you? I don't know about that. The GTA trailer... Whoops, I skipped one. Some of the lost levels from The Last of Us 2 Remastered will be appearing in the HBO series next year. Interesting. I saw they put out a trailer for it today, but I don't really care. The GTA trilogy is coming to Netflix this month. Something I thought I would never say.
I don't even know how
I don't either. I don't know how it works.
Can, like, if I go to...
controller?
Well, but if I go to Netflix on my iPad...
There's a game option, yeah.
Really?
I don't know what you do with it, but yeah.
Check it out.
Resident Evil 4... Oh, no. Okay, Kevin, come on now. The Final Fantasy Tactics creator Yasumi Matsuno says, quote, currently there are no plans for remastering, end quote. Maybe that means they're remaking it, though. But again, Final Fantasy Tactics Remastered was in the NVIDIA leak 2 years ago. Something's definitely happening there.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Beyond Good and Evil, the 20th, I lost it, 20th Anniversary Edition, showed up on the Xbox store by mistake, but then Ubisoft took it down and they confirmed that it is coming in an early 2024 release. Did we already know that was happening or no? I think we knew about that, but I'm not 100% sure.
I don't know.
I mean, we know Beyond Good and Evil 2 is never happening. But.
Well, yeah.
Warhammer 40K Space Marine 2 has been delayed from this winter to the second half of 2024. People love those games, so they might as well get it right. This story I saw, and I just had to put it in here. This one dude beat Starfield on New Game Plus 33 times, and on his 34th time through it, he ran into his original character in the world. I will say, Starfield is not a good game.
This is some like...
That is freaking cool.
Interstellar stuff.
Yes.
I don't even understand... I know everybody's raving about New Game Plus, and, oh, you should just beat the game as quickly as you can so you can do New Game Plus. I'm like, that doesn't...
I don't get it.
That doesn't sound like
a good game. I guess I should just read it, because obviously I'm never going to beat that game. I should just look up what the big deal is.
But yeah, I'm kind of curious what that even means.
And last, but not least, PS Plus Essential Games... Sorry, were announced for December. They are Lego 2K Drive, which I've heard is supposed to be really fun. Power Wash Simulator, Hell to the Yes. And Sable, that's a pretty good lineup right there.
What is Sable?
It's an indie game that I think people are really love, but I don't remember anything about it. But it's supposed to be really good, I think.
Fair enough.
That's a good month. This was a good podcast. Thank you all so much for being here. I hope the Game Awards are awesome. Just don't get your hype levels too high. Remember, it's a Keeley show. So that's something we should all remember. Don't get too hyped. But hopefully it's a great show. We'll be back next week. But until that time, Sean, go ahead and take us out.
Thank you for playing.